Konkurs
World of Languages
z języka angielskiego. Klasa pierwsza. Część pierwsza. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie tekst. Przed jego wysłuchaniem usłyszysz dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w trakcie przerw. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Every day, on British radio stations and on television, you can hear it. It gives the time before BBC radio news programmes, and on the BBC World Service. And you can hear it and see it every evening before ITV's news at 10. The chimes of Big Ben are recognised by almost everyone in Britain, and by millions of people all over the world. If you have been to London, you have certainly seen Big Ben. It's very difficult to miss, standing almost 100 metres high beside the Thames, next to the Houses of Parliament. But have you actually seen Big Ben?
Probably not.
The name Big Ben is generally used to refer to the big clock tower itself, but in reality, Big Ben is just the name of the biggest bell in the tower, the bell that chimes on the hour. The famous clock tower was built in the 1850s, after the Houses of Parliament were burned down.
The new clock was to be the biggest in the world, and extremely accurate. Lots of people thought that this would be impossible. A very big clock, they thought, could not be very accurate. In fact, they were wrong, and the clock has always kept time almost perfectly. The original Big Ben bell weighed 16 tons, and was made in the north of England. However, after it had reached London, but before it had been put in place, it cracked. A new bell had to be made to replace it.
The original bell was therefore melted down, in London, and a new Big Ben was made, weighing only 13 tons.
This bell was put in place in July 1859. But after 2 months it cracked.
Experts decided that the hammer was too big, and after the bell was mended, and a smaller hammer was put in place, Big Ben began chiming again in 1862.
Since then, there have been several incidents. Once the clock stopped when a pot of paint got stuck between its hands. And in 1976, the clock stopped for 26 days, when a part of the mechanism broke. After 114 years of service.
Between 1983 and 1985, the clock tower was completely cleaned and restored, but 30 years later, engineers decided that the tower and the clock were both in need of urgent repairs. Work began in 2017, and unless there are some unexpected problems, Big Ben will begin a new life in the year 2021.
Big Ben's shining faces. At night, the clock faces are illuminated from inside.
Originally they were lit up by gas lamps, then, for most of the 20th century, by electricity. Now the faces are illuminated with green low-energy light bulbs. Of course, the green light bulbs produce white light, the faces are not literally green. Every day, on British radio stations and on television, you can hear it. It gives the time before BBC radio news programmes, and on the BBC World Service. And you can hear it and see it every evening before ITV's news at 10. The chimes of Big Ben are recognised by almost everyone in Britain, and by millions of people all over the world. If you have been to London, you have certainly seen Big Ben. It's very difficult to miss, standing almost 100 metres high beside the Thames, next to the Houses of Parliament. But have you actually seen Big Ben?
Probably not.
The name Big Ben is generally used to refer to the big clock tower itself, but in reality, Big Ben is just the name of the biggest bell in the tower, the bell that chimes on the hour. The famous clock tower was built in the 1850s, after the Houses of Parliament were burned down.
The new clock was to be the biggest in the world, and extremely accurate. Lots of people thought that this would be impossible. A very big clock, they thought, could not be very accurate. In fact, they were wrong, and the clock has always kept time almost perfectly. The original Big Ben bell weighed 16 tons, and was made in the north of England. However, after it had reached London, but before it had been put in place, it cracked. A new bell had to be made to replace it.
The original bell was therefore melted down, in London, and a new Big Ben was made, weighing only 13 tons.
This bell was put in place in July 1859. But after 2 months it cracked.
Experts decided that the hammer was too big, and after the bell was mended, and a smaller hammer was put in place, Big Ben began chiming again in 1862.
Since then, there have been several incidents. Once the clock stopped when a pot of paint got stuck between its hands. And in 1976, the clock stopped for 26 days, when a part of the mechanism broke. After 114 years of service.
Between 1983 and 1985, the clock tower was completely cleaned and restored, but 30 years later, engineers decided that the tower and the clock were both in need of urgent repairs. Work began in 2017, and unless there are some unexpected problems, Big Ben will begin a new life in the year 2021.
Big Ben's shining faces. At night, the clock faces are illuminated from inside.
Originally they were lit up by gas lamps, then, for most of the 20th century, by electricity. Now the faces are illuminated with green low-energy light bulbs. Of course, the green light bulbs produce white light, the faces are not literally green.
Koniec części pierwszej.